not that anyone's asking me to be president, but I know, I can't imagine having that kind of responsibility, the burdens of the country and the world on your shoulders.
Well, I think that, as I said, there's only one reason to want to be president of the United States, and that is because you think that your leadership at this particular time in our nation's history can improve the quality of life for millions of Americans. I think that is by far the main reason to run. I suppose people run for other reasons, some obvious, some less obvious, some deep in their psyche, some more clear to the observer, relating to power, relating to their own unresolved issues. But I think that the real question is, for me, was the only reason to do this, because it is a tremendous sacrifice. You're essentially giving your life up for your country, is because you think your leadership will make a difference in the lives of people, and it's a form of service. And it's the ultimate service and the ultimate dedication to your country.
When you withdrew from the primary, was there at least a part of you that was relieved to be getting out?
Well, no, I would say I was not relieved to be getting out, because I wanted to be president. I wanted to enact an agenda that meant a lot to me, that I thought the country needed in terms of health care and education, the environment and race, etc. And so getting out was the loss of the opportunity to do that.